This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Has everybody in this room broken up with somebody?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an awful thing. Has anybody broken up with somebody after a first date?
I didn't know that
you
was going on.
You can't break up with somebody after a first date.
Yeah, well, you basically tell them to see them again.
Right, exactly. You're cutting it off. Maybe they had a great time, but this isn't for me.
Yeah,
right.
It's always awkward. That's why people hate dating.
Yeah, there is. But luckily, there's a way to not make it awkward.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 non-awkward texts to send to a first date you don't want to see again.
Oh.
As a suave operator, I've had to employ this tool on occasion. For example, hey, it was wonderful finally meeting you in person. So what if you didn't exactly look like your picture? I bet if you put in the work, you could look even better. I've never had to use an EpiPen before. Shellfish, huh? Anyway, no harm, no foul. When you started to have that violent reaction and face planted on the table and spilled the wine carafe all over me, don't worry about it. Never liked that jacket anyway. But I think we both know this wasn't a love connection. I'm just glad the swelling went down enough so you could see to drive home. You take care.
God. Could have been a little simpler than that. Okay, so these are non-awkward texts to send a first date that you just don't want to see again.
All right.
This might get brutal. This one just says, hi, I enjoyed meeting up, but I'm moving soon, and I don't see this as a long-term fit. Wish you all the best. Right.
Well, then why were you out there in the first place?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm moving.
Straight up lying.
Feels like I'm just lying.
You are. I'm moving.
It's going to be awkward when they bump into your ass again.
Oh, no, I meant like three doors down, man. I'm just moving.
Oh, not out of state or anything.
Yeah, right. I'm still the same place. I'm just moving. Thanks for meeting up today, but ultimately, I don't think we have enough in common to be a match. I wish you the best.
That's fair. It's honest.
Yeah. And that's really what it is.
Just direction to the point. Look.
Exactly.
I like attractive people. You weren't that.
Right. You also know, if that's the way you feel, then obviously you didn't have a connection, and they're probably not attracted to you either.
Correct.
Sometimes it's hard to tell off the first date, too.
Right. And that's kind of where I'm at. I read a handful of these, and they're disingenuous because if you are truly just snapping it off after the first date, you didn't enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
you
obviously
did not have fun. Mm-hmm. This was clearly not right. I went on one date with a gal one time. I cut the date short. I was like, no, I'm good.
You just know.
Exactly. Like, she was not for me, and so I actually pulled out my phone. I just started playing games on it. Whatnot. We were at a ball game.
That's a nice way to say it. She wasn't for me.
Exactly.
So would you leave the game early?
No, she did.
She left?
She left.
Did she tell you she was leaving?
She was a little bit distant while we were there. Like, the chemistry was just not there.
Right.
And so I pulled it out. I think I was playing, like, Pokemon Go or something like that. She was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then she just left. It's like, all right. Later, then.
Who connected you to?
This one just says, again, these are non-awkward texts first date. Hi, Sam. Thanks again for dinner. I appreciate you reaching out, but I want to be as direct and as I can and say I'm just not feeling something here. I think it's best if we part ways. Take care.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Exactly. And I do appreciate the honesty with that.
Sure.
You know, again,
you ugly.
It feels a little early to have made that distinction. However, if you're truly just not feeling it.
If you really feel that, then yeah, definitely say
right.
So.
Just straight up say it. Hi, it was nice meeting you last night. I enjoyed our conversation. I just want to let you know, I don't think I see this going forward, but I wish you all the best.
All right.
Then you didn't enjoy our conversation.
That's a good point. If you enjoyed the conversation, typically it's something you want to do again.
Right. There's some sort of intrigue there. There's interest. Mystery. Hey, I know we mentioned meeting up for dinner later this week, but after reflecting a bit, I don't think we're a match. I wish you all the best.
You don't need to say that.
I know.
Jesus.
Like,
hey, I was going to buy you some jewelry, but on second thought, don't know if I like you or not.
I guess that's nicer. Again, I just struggle with, like, it's one date.
Mm-hmm.
See, this one.
But that's the thing. If you know on the front, typically one date is not going to be the deal breaker. But if it is, you should say something.
10 non-awkward texts to send on a first date that you don't want to see again. This one's just a lie.
My wife was pissed about it, so I got to stop.
Hey, I had so much fun biking with you or whatever. But I don't think we're a romantic match. I'd love to do something as friends, but totally get it if that's not what you're looking for. Like, don't put the onus on them to just knock it all off, man. Come on.
Do things as friends. Like, no.
Right. This was us as friends trying to become something more, man. Right. Hey, I just didn't really feel a spark last night, and I just wanted to be transparent with you, and I think that it's best that we go our separate ways. I actually don't mind that one. Okay. Again, this
is
the first
spark.
Date.
Yeah. I'm not looking for a, you know.
I did not get an erection at any point while looking
exactly.
at you.
I mean.
What does that mean?
Oh, God. I had fun getting Thai food the other night, but ultimately, I didn't feel a spark. Wish you the best.
Spark. Spark is very big on the first.
I think you got a
spark on the first inning.
Well, what else are you going to say? There's got to be something there.
There's got to be something, but I think too many people look for the lightning when you touch hands.
Like, sure, sure.
Man, Eve, I wouldn't trust it if you felt it.
But that's what I'm saying. If on the first date you know it's not for you, then definitely say something.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Correct. Hey, thanks so much for drinks the other night. After thinking about it a little more, I'm not ready to be dating right now, and I don't want to lead you on. That means I found somebody more attractive at the bar.
I'm just going to go blue in the face saying this. There's, like, whether it's one or whatever, there's no great way, unless somebody does something really bad, but it just sucks to be like, I don't know what it is, I don't want to be with you romantically.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Like, that's just a harsh thing to say to somebody, so you got to say something like, oh.
Sure. Exactly.
And maybe it's the truth.
Thanks so much
for dinner. Seems hard.
Right. But that's the risk that you take. That's the problem with it. It's like, okay, this is the part that sucks when it comes to dating.
Sure.
If the whole point is that breaking up with somebody sucks less than being alone. So get out there and give it a shot. It sucks, but it's a necessary part of it. Thanks so much for dinner the other night. I think we both felt more of a friend vibe. Wishing you all the best.
Yeah. All right.
More of a friend vibe.
Friend vibe. That's just harsh.
Friend vibe would be like, let's go out again. Not interested romantic.
Well, I've been on the other side of it, too, where you date for like a few months, and then it's like, I think we're better off as friends. Or it's like, well, I'm not going to call you. We never start. We weren't friends to begin with.
Right.
Right.
This is how we know each other.
Hey, I had fun going out with you, but after thinking on it, I'm just not feeling a romantic vibe. I think it's best if we don't meet up again. Take care. Good God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, too.
I had fun the other night, but no, we're not looking for the same things. All the best. You determine that after one date.
Not
looking for the same thing. And then I'll leave you with this one.
Let me just say this. This is also why you gotta be super careful if you ever do get a date with your bartender.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because, like,
is it your favorite bar?
Do you want to stop going to that bar?
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean? Like, you better.
How do I get her fired?
Right.
I'll take it one step, even a regular. Because they're not going to give up that bar.
Exactly.
For you.
That's
it's just going to be awkward. It's like, I don't want to go there because such and such is going to be there.
That's why people recommend not dating within the workplace. It's like, if things don't work out, if it's a one date thing, all right, it's fine. It flaked like it was. But if it's not, like, if this is a bad one, you got to see each other on Monday.
Even married couples that work together, they've been together for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still going to have their bad moments.
Sure.
And I've worked with a few people in different industries like that. And generally speaking, they got along. But when they had either the bad night or the bad morning, don't know, it sucked for everyone.
Yeah. Exception BT.
Yeah, BT was on. But
he and his wife never.
I don't know that he has an emotional response to anything. My man is always good news, bad news. Dude never wavered. Ever.
Nah. And then I'm going to leave you with this one. This is the last non-awkward text to send a first date that you don't want to see again. Hi, it was fun going out, but I'm looking for a serious partner right now. I know we're not a long-term match. All the best.
Well, damn, now you just dumped it on someone else. Like, well, I was being serious.
You don't need to be that harsh about it. That's all I'm going to go blue in the face.
I would say, nah. That's all mine would say. Nah.
Nah. I'm good.
N-A-H. Nah.